Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Kitchen Table Tarot. I'm your host, Claire Braddock, and I am broadcasting from Montrose, Colorado. First things first, I want to encourage everyone that's listening to visit my website at itrustclaire.com, because on my website, you will find exclusive offers for my BTR listeners. So visit the website, itrustclaire.com. And on my website, there's numerous ways to contact me and connect with me for readings. I primarily use Click4Advisor. That is a pay-per-minute call line. And after this show, for a limited time, it's only available until 5 p.m. my time, which is 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. I drop my regular rate of $2.99 down to 99 cents until 5 o'clock my time after the show. So if I'm not able to get to you on the switchboard or whatever reason, there's people that don't even listen to the show, but they know that I run a show every Tuesday at this time, and that the regular $2.99 click for advisor per minute call line I have drops. So pay attention to that. The exclusive offers that I have for my BTR listeners, they are offers that are available for approximately 1 week at a time, okay? And you will need a password to get into that page that has the offers for my Blog Talk Radio listeners. And I announce that on this show. So it's very important that you pay attention to the show, you pay attention to your reading, you pay attention to hearing for the password, because that password is only valid until next week. So you get it firsthand live on the show, and then anyone who listens in archives will be able to get that password and put it into the page that's the page in the menu on my website that says BTR VIP listener. Click on that. It'll be a password protected page. The password is all small letters, all one word, The Magician. So there's no spaces, no capital letters, and you'll want to type in The Magician. That is today's password. And once you punch in that password on my website, then you will be on the page where you can purchase an email reading or a private reading. All right. Right quick. I'm just going to go over the two ways that people can receive free readings from me. Obviously, this radio show is one of them. I broadcast on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at this time. You are welcome to call in. It is public and it is recorded. The other option I have for free readings is my podcast. You write in to my email address so that I can answer your questions on my podcast. It is public and it is recorded. For paid readings, again, I want to express that I use Click4Advisor. It is a per-minute immediate call line, and you have to have a user account for that. It is the same platform that Best American Psychics and Bob Olson's Best Psychic Directory uses, of which both sites I've worked for in the past. So, I think that's it. You got the password. You got some information there. Again, I'm ready to throw some cards and take some callers. So I'm going to the first person on the call line. Hopefully, there it skins it on. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What can I help answer for you today?
Okay, so far you've been really accurate when it comes to talking about this gentleman that's in my life.
Okay.
And I wanted to find out, I haven't heard anything. It's only been a week, though. What do you see around that situation? Do you see him contacting me and us seeing each other?
Okay, first thing that comes through is he does want to make plans to actually travel to see you, okay? Whenever we see someone, we actually have to go and see them. So that comes up that he is wanting to do that, but it seems to be there's always one thing or another that gets in the way, all right? Right now, I'm not sure if it's on your end or his end, but I'm shown family, mother, there's sleepless nights connected to the mother, like the mother is taking over priority and it's a immediate situation that she is involved in or dealing with, which then falls onto who I feel is him and not so much you, because when I'm shown the family connection, I'm shown a male figure. And then the information that comes following that is the wanting to make traveling plans or, you know, leave to see you.
Hello?
And then there's another like roadblock that prevents that from happening, and it keeps coming what I would say like full circle back around to there's family situations happening that are preventing him from seeing you. As for contact, the time frame that comes through right now, the timeline is I got 9 days to 2 weeks.
Before he even calls me?
I'm not being shown when he contacts you communication-wise. I'm shown when he wants to actually come see you.
Okay, so I could hear from him sooner, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, he does take care of his mom, but it's just, for me, it's a little concerning because I haven't heard anything from him.
The
I don't know.
Reasoning behind that I keep being shown is that the family is taking priority right now.
Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I really need to know. What's going on with my work?
What's going on work-related? It looks like there's a... Go ahead.
I'm at a stalemate, I guess.
Okay. There are... I'm shown the company is making some changes, bringing in some... The words that come to mind from my guides are new prospects coming in, and that would bring in more money for the company. And so that's where it comes to where they're holding back the communicating this to you. I can tell you right now, the way the information is coming through is that things are going to progress and things will, like the communication with you and the guy in your life that you were previously asking about, things are going to move forward with that before they do job-related.
Oh, my God. My sales have hit a slump, so it always makes me nervous. Thank you.
You're very welcome. If you want more information, just go to my website so you can get in contact with me.
Yes, I will. Thank you
What
so
was
much.
Your name, by the way? I lost my pen. What was your name?
It's Dion. I've gotten meetings from you before. Yeah,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I recognize your name.
So
thanks for calling back into the show. I've got your email, so I can touch base with you later.
I appreciate it. Have a good show.
Thank you. You have a great day, too.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. The next person on the switchboard line is a 111 number, and I do have two on the board with 111, so whoever speaks up.
Hello.
Hi. I hear you.
Hi. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call. My name is Wendy from California.
Wendy, what's your question?
Okay. I have a hearing disability. I work in a call center, and I was switched to another team. And they're supposed to abide by instructions from my audiologist that I work closer to a wall to, but it's a central area. So I wrote a very nicely worded email to my boss, and I gave her the letter again in my email, and I gave examples of other places that would fit what my audiologist said, and I gave three names of different supervisors where their team is, and I'm hoping to be moved to Darla's team. I'm hoping to keep my job at least one more year, but will I be moved to a new team soon? Will it be Darla's team or somebody else's team and keep my job for a year?
Okay, I am shown that you will be keeping your job. There isn't a change of job coming, well, like leaving your job, okay? There's changes happening within the job, but it's not a change of you leaving. That makes sense?
Oh.
Okay. They understand the importance of your hearing and communication, that in order for you to communicate, you got to be able to hear. They understand that that is important. There is, and it seems like it's coming through as a male figure, is putting it, for whatever reason, on hold. Like, it's a priority. They know it's a priority, but there's something with this male figure where he's trying to put it aside momentarily. That should break open soon. Tonight's the new moon, and I keep being shown things breaking through over, like, the eclipse. So as for who you're transferring with or whose team you're going to, I am shown female figure, but it comes to you as two different ones, as you have said, and they're uncertain on that.
Well, when I go back to work tomorrow, she's going to talk to me, and I'm very talented at being tactful, and I'll just say, you know, when I carefully look at this, I feel like Darla's team would be the best fit for me because it just fits all the criteria. I hope that they go for that. But you see me keeping my job. Thank God for that. And also, I've been on ADD. I haven't been able to work. My hearing aids needed to be redone, remade. So I was off work a little over a month. So I'm applying for short-term disability for that because it is considered a disability. And it's not that you have treatment. You can be evaluated. I was evaluated by two audiologists, and my hearing aids were sent back. So I was off work for 5 weeks. It took every penny I had. And so I'm going to be talking to EDD today. Are they going to approve my disability and send me money for my time off?
I'm directly told the answer yes.
Thank God. And I have an
the man that I saw earlier with getting you moved closer to a wall or switching teams or whatever, that earlier man that came through the reading, he's somehow connected to the disability stuff.
Okay.
Does that make sense how I'm explaining it?
Well, I guess so. I my supervisor's name is Christina, and I do like her, but quite frankly, the team lead is very bottom line, and I don't do well with that. And I put so much thought in this. The team lead on Darla's team and Amanda's team are way, way, way more supportive. So I'm using all my tact and diplomacy, and I'm not saying you're not complying. I'm just saying, look at this.
Keep doing what you're doing, because I keep being shown the forward movement that you've been pushing towards. It visually comes through as like a dam where there's been flow to the water, but the effort you've put in is opening that dam up more, so that what you're wanting can flow forward faster.
Okay.
And to where you desire
and it
to
will
be.
And hopefully I'll feel much more comfortable on my new team, and I hope it'll be Darla or Amanda, but Darla's my choice.
Okay. I'm just going to throw this out here because the way it came through is you would be with whoever is the younger of the two women.
That's Darla probably. And, you know, I was talking to a man today. His name is Jeffrey, and he's my injury attorney, and we're getting close to settlement. And so he's going to wrap this up pretty quickly now. So maybe that's the man you saw. That has nothing to do with ADD. But hopefully I'll be getting my settlement check. Will it be this month or next month?
That comes
it's through.
From a car. I'm going to say August because I get a number four that comes through is what would be represented as 4 weeks, approximately 4 weeks. So end of this month, beginning of August.
So end
that
of this
help
month.
Answer the questions?
All right, great. But you're certain it'll be a female supervisor for me?
Yes. I get a lot of female around that.
Will I feel comfortable with her and the new team and the team lead?
That comes through as a yes again, because that's where I'm shown that what you're wanting and where you're wanting to be has been like dammed up, and the effort you've put in is opening up that dam for you literally and emotionally to move forward to where you want to be in the flow of things.
Praise God. Oh, praise God. It's been a rough several years. So thank you and God bless you. I appreciate you taking the time with me, and I think you're fabulous.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day. You said you're in California?
I'm in Sacramento, California.
Nice. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the afternoon. It's early still for you guys.
Okay. Yeah, it's about 2:16, right. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you. I'm going to put you back on the listener line.
Thank you so much.
All right. And next caller, we've got, hold on, you're live on the air. What can I look into for you?
Hi, Claire. Oh, money. It's so dried up. Money, the job, it's no flow right now. It's so sparse.
Okay, so you want me to look into finances, job, all that?
Yes. And how am I going to get some kind of help? I have nothing right now.
Okay. I've got very dominant male energy coming through, very father figure-like. I don't know that this is particularly your father, but it's going to be an older gentleman that could be, that comes through with that fatherly energy towards you that will be helping you out in this situation, okay? I do see new legal contracts coming up. Right now, honestly, the way the information is coming through is that the stalemate, the truce, the no movement, the indecision, the feeling like you're blinded, like you're blindfolded and your hands are tied behind your back, all of that energy in regards to your finances, job, career, situation, all that comes through that it's all a mental situation. Okay? I know it's literal. This is literally happening. But one of the reasons behind it is because your thoughts are manifesting it and creating it. So start changing your thoughts and things are going to start to move forward for you as well, quickly. You're holding on too tightly to how things have been in the past and how they currently are. Start thinking of how things feel for you and are going to be for you in a new situation. That makes sense how I'm explaining it?
Yeah.
Because I am shown there are new, and it comes to you as legal contracts, but the legal contracts can be a new job position, new money, more money, because money is a legal tender. That's all coming through that it's ready to manifest for you. You've got your heart's desires, and when I look at your heart chakra, you've got your heart chakra grounded to the center of this earth to manifest it on this earth. What's taking place is your thoughts are then vetoing everything. Change your thinking, change your life. And focus or pay attention, I guess, is another way to put it, to this male dominant male figure that keeps coming through that has father-type energy that would be a help to you in this situation.
Okay.
He's either hiring you or referring you. It is a he's got what it takes to get you where you want to be. He's the one that's he's not like the one that's completely in control of the situation in your life, but he's the one that keeps coming through as like CEO, or he's got clout and he comes through very high class to be able to help you get where you want to be monetarily and job wise.
Oh, okay. And that's coming up soon, I hope.
Yes. You're almost there. When I looked at timeline, the symbol that came through was as if you're climbing a huge mountain like Mount Everest and you're right at the, like, I think it's called the summit. There's only so many more feet to go. It's been an exhausting trek, but you're almost to the top. You're just, you're that close.
No.
So it's not going to be that much longer at all. Today, tonight, literally is the new moon solar eclipse, and it is a huge time to manifest and have these breakthroughs. Plus, we've got Mercury about to go retrograde on the 8th. So really tap into these energies in the easiest way, being positive thinking, and it's going to make
okay.
a huge difference. I promise. Nobody's told me otherwise or called me back saying you were wrong or, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to put you back on the listener line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, next caller.
Hey, Claire, it's Kay from Massachusetts. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Hi.
Got through on the call line. Yay.
Yeah, what I want, I put down, it was magician, all lowercase, correct?
Yes.
The password. And was there a word in front of it? Because I want to try to get through.
Is there what?
It's just magician, the password.
The. T-H-E-M-A-G.
Oh, T-H-E. The.
Yeah.
The
magician. It's two words, but no spaces. And mm-hmm.
Okay, all lowercase. The magician. Okay, question for you. I spoke to you before on podcast. You did a podcast reading for me about
right.
my balance, what have you, when you thought I'd be better November, December. I've also been diagnosed in the past with lymphedema in both legs, and it's really debilitating. And if I go out to do a few errands, my legs are blown up. I can't get my foot in my shoe. In 3 weeks, I have an appointment with a vascular surgeon, and I was wondering if there's something he can do for me, if he does an MRI, if he's going to find out it's something else or what, or is this something I'm just going to have to live with?
Okay. The first thing that comes through to relay to you as a message is do research on essential oils. To help in this situation, oils that you can put on your feet. I recommend doTERRA or
it's all
doTERRA.
The way up my legs.
Yes, but I want you to
research. I thought ginger oil,
oils.
Right? I think ginger oil is one.
You know where
and
to
I
place
think
this
it
information. That's what comes through. What my guides and your guides are telling me to tell you is look into
okay.
essential oils. So do that
okay.
first. And
okay.
then your question of is this person, this doctor, going to be able to help?
Yeah.
I'm shown 2 days to 2 weeks. And I don't know where that place is placed, but 2 days to 2 weeks, you'll have handed opportunities to have the notice a difference.
From 2 weeks
and
2 days,
2 days to 2 weeks
from today.
Yes, from the time of the reading, there's a 2 day
yeah.
to 2 week time where there's things that are no longer useful for you in your life are going to be swept away.
Are
with
you sure
that,
it's the legs and nothing else?
Yeah, because we're talking about your legs and I am
okay
being. I'm being reminded somewhat of the I think it came from the last reading, because it feels like it did, where there was part of the reason you're in the situation you're in, where you're quote unquote housebound, homebound, is because you have not completed the healing somewhere on some level.
Right.
And I keep being shown that that is now, that's in its completion. So you're going to have an all over, whether it's the cards or visually, clairvoyantly, and the guides, what I'm being shown is a forward walking movement and breakthrough. There's something with the next 2 days to 2 weeks where there is breakthrough within the house that brings in a, where the family then can get together. And because the family, or friends and family have been in this situation of, well, Kay can't leave. And if she does, she's limited. And that has been an unhappy, they've seen this or felt this as an unhappy ending for you, their friend, their family, all that. And that is, it keeps being shown, like flipped over to where it's the past is the past. That unhappy ending is the unhappy ending.
Jeez,
now
you
the
say
next
family,
chapter starts.
That was my second question. I have two sisters. That's all I have left. And they haven't spoken to me probably in 13 years, I want to say, or more. Do you see that ending? Because when you said family, that's all I could think of. You don't.
No, this is where you're at now, where you're quote-unquote homebound, the situation with your what's left of your family, everything feels like it's this is where it ends. This is where it ends. I'm at home. I don't leave. And if you do, you know how that is. The relations with your sisters, it all is like this. This is the ending. This is how it ends. And it will be ending so that this time is now going to soon be in the past. And then after that, in the timeline, I see reunion with the family. So you will be reconnecting with them, and things will have a reconciliation.
How long would that be, do you think? Because that's important to me. Because they're the only family I have, my two sisters. I mean, I have my sons, but they don't live around here. In the fall?
In the
what
fall.
Would bring that about? Because how they haven't talked to me in so many years. It would be my sister Betty or Rosemary, do you think, who would initiate it?
Right now, I keep being drawn to Rosemary, but I also want to say that the reasoning behind it, as you asked, is that this is connected on a totally different level that we're not all that aware of, that's connected to the healing, that you're, why you've been forced to be in the situation that you have been in for so long. That you were being forced to heal within your soul something. And that is coming to its completion.
So the three of us, me and my two sisters, will get together again.
Yes.
And be family.
And
okay.
Be family.
Oh, that would be great. And I know there's only 1 minute. Can I ask you this? We talked about a car. When do you see me getting a car again?
You know, that may even come up in July this month, because I keep being shown the number
seven. Jeez, I don't even have the money
things
for it.
Things are going to start to happen very quickly for you, where you feel like you're a teenager behind the wheel again.
Oh, wow. Oh, great.
So there is movement emotionally within the family, and there's movement physically. I do, again, keep going back to research essential oils. And I highly recommend doTERRA.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. All right, and I'm going to try to get through for a reading then before 7.
Okay, as soon as I'm off here in a couple minutes, I'll be dropping
thank
that line.
Thank you so much.
And be on. Okay,
thank
we'll
you,
stay
Claire.
In contact.
Bye.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, I do believe we are in archives now. I have two people left on the line, so I'm going to go through these two quickly. This next one coming on is 111. 111, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hello, Miss. How you doing?
Hi.
Patty,
I'm doing good. How about you?
I lost my words. Hi, ma'am. Thank you for doing the show. Got healing. So I have a question for you, please. And this is because it involves me, and which is for me, I find it a little bit bizarre because, you know, why would someone wait so many years to express emotions? So I want to know. I'm trying to identify here that I have a different question here. The gentleman that expresses so much emotion and anger, I want to know what led him to express so much anger and emotion, due to the fact that I ignore him. I want to know, was it part of gossip that some man said ugly lies, or another young girl or other man? Yeah, because I know that the communication has to come up in your future. Yes, ma'am.
I am shown three people coming through your reading right now, two men and one woman. So the man that's on your mind is one of the men that you're asking about that is connected to the explosion of anger and emotions, okay? So the man you're thinking about that you've been asking about is connected to is one of the three people coming through. Then I'm shown another man and a woman connected. And they're part of causing the frustration that created this outburst in the man that's on your mind that you're asking about. Does that make sense how I'm explaining what's coming through?
Yes, I'm picking up the names. I think that, yes, ma'am. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Okay. So if I'm correct in understanding your question, you want to know what caused him to explode in anger, right?
Exactly, because I'm one and there are 18 of them. And he was always on my side. I'm not there no more.
Okay. Going further back, looking at the situation, comes through that there's a soul connection and a soul contract. So somewhere along the lines, you and him made a soul contract to have this situation come forward. It's and to be where you're at. What needs to be done is just like exploding that contract, because it's not useful. We make soul contracts with our soul clan before we come into this lifetime, but then things are shifting and changing and manifesting and ascending so quickly that these contracts don't even apply anymore, but we're, for whatever reason, we still try to fulfill them. So it's our responsibility personally to remove and burn those contracts. And that's going to shift the energy between you and this particular man you're asking about. Because the prior contract was, I will help you in this way, which is exploding my anger on you, because somehow it's going to help you. But you've made changes in your life since that contract was made before you came into this life that now it's not useful, and he's not getting that at a soul level. Do you understand how I'm explaining this?
Yes, very clear. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so I don't know where the other gentleman and woman particularly specifically fit in, but connected to them is that there will be a completely new, almost reversed perspective of the situation, where it's reversed to be positive. Okay.
But let me ask you, Miss. Is this where the law's coming in? Because they talked to me about them.
Yes. I can directly answer that question with a yes. That's what I'm.
Miss Crowdy, how soon do you see them coming in for to get that?
No later than the end of this month. No later than the end of this month.
Okay. And in the meantime, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go.
No, no. Yeah, no, thank you. Miss, so as soon as, at this time, when he's there frustrated, is he doing anything else trying to come against me? Because everything he did, everything, nothing happened. Laws on my side.
Yeah, not being shown anything else.
No, okay.
The gentleman
now,
particularly on your mind that you're asking about is not going to be doing anything, any further harm or manipulation or try to make things worse for you.
Hallelujah. And but do you see him now coming after them when the law finds the truth?
I'm not being shown that. If it does happen, it's not going to happen in the near future. Everything that I'm being shown in the immediate will need to manifest to then, because the other thing you're going to be doing is burning the contract at a soul level between you and the gentleman you're asking about, which is going to shift things from August. He won't be doing any further harm. As for what happens to the other two individuals and him, that's going to be determined by how much progress you personally make at a soul level to move forward in your life. If that makes sense, how I'm trying to explain it.
Yes, it does make sense. And I'm seeing the two other individuals with other people involved ending due to the fact of law coming in. Is this correct?
Yeah. There's legalities coming in. The legalities are coming in this week.
Uh-oh. And they're not getting out of it, right?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to interpret the information that comes through when you ask that question. And what I'm shown is the female would be more tied up in the situation.
Got it. Okay, ma'am. I wish everybody got woo. This week, right, you said, ma'am?
This week is where I am shown the legal aspect coming in. It's your soon-to-be future. Well,
thank
in
you.
Your reading, that's what comes through. That makes sense?
My reading. Yes, it makes sense. It makes sense. And then the last thing on that, for harmony and friendship, will be till August. I can always ask you later, but with me and this gentleman.
You're going to have
finished
what
business.
I'm shown between you and the gentleman comes through as the phoenix rising from the ashes. There will be like a rebirth between the two of you, a rebirth for a new relationship to form and grow between the two of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire.
Okay.
Braddock. Thank you for waiting. Reading. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in so much. I'm going to put you on the listener line.
Yes, lots of blessings.
Thank you. Okay. Last caller on the switchboard, which will end us perfect time in archive. So you're live on the, well, not live, but you're archived on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What can I help answer for you?
I wanted to see about my career. I've been there about 2 years, and I like it so far. But I'm looking to grow and expand. I wanted to see if there's any possible, you know, promotions or, you know, me getting a different position or any shifting happening in my job.
Okay. First, you need to know it's very competitive to move forward. I am shown, although you have that competitive streak in you, that you accept challenges and it's not that you like to go up against people and challenge other people. You, in a sense, thrive off challenging yourself to grow and expand. And so that being a positive thing, being shown the competitiveness within progression where you're at in the company comes through that you would be it comes through as like a prime candidate for the stiff competition to move forward. Got all that so far?
Yeah.
They're okay. So the way the information is coming through for you, there is a promotion. There is a moving forward in the company, moving up in the corporation. I guess it comes through, but your heart chakra, which is where we do our manifesting, you've already got that taken care of. So focus on expanding your heart chakra and expanding your solar plexus energy, firing up your solar plexus. Okay? Those two things are already spot on where they need to be. You just need to, like, the way it comes to is activate them. Your mind is in the process of getting into alignment with your chakra system in regards to this question and work-related and everything, because I'm shown mentally you think about the job moving forward, the job and the money, but then you start to get not necessarily conflicting thoughts in your head, but you start to get too many possibilities and options. So aligning your chakra system with your thoughts comes through as focus on the desired amount of money. Don't cap it off. When you start capping off what your income can be, that's where you start becoming you're not in alignment anymore. So view and think about how the top, what would be capping it off as a max, then becomes the minimum that you are deserving of. The minimum. It then becomes a starting point, and that's going to then bring things towards you to manifest. That makes sense?
Yeah.
There's something connected to over the next specifically 18 days.
Okay.
So you, after the show, go look at a calendar and count 18 days from today, because there's something significant happening on that specific day, 18 days from today, where what once was hidden from you or wasn't available to you or wasn't in your knowledge and information comes out into the clear open for you to grab hold of and increase your situation. And when I say increase, it's a positive increase. It's not increasing lack. It's increasing abundance.
So do you mean 18 days is something related to my job? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because that falls on a Saturday. The 20th.
Pay attention to that day. Pay attention to that day. Something will be coming into your awareness, something that has been hidden from you or not revealed to you that you are not, that you don't know about, is going to come into your awareness and knowledge and understanding for you to receive more within the job.
Okay, so you mean like an opportunity or something?
Like I want to say that something happens to somebody else where somebody leaves, somebody else is planning on leaving, or there's a firing, or there's something taking place that opens up, that opens the door for you to take that position or opens up the possibility for you to then have more. Because it comes through where there's it unexpectedly there's disappointing news that revolves around work, but it's disappointing for somebody else and it's a positive thing for you. It's good news for you, negative for them.
Right. Oh, I see. So you think it could be maybe a different department, but slightly similar to what I'm doing?
The specific answer I get from my guides and yours is yes. So could it be? I'm shown yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I know a lot about this software, you know. I mean, I don't know everything, but I've come a long way in feeling comfortable, you know, training folks. I would like to do more of that because right now I do tech support and for a lot of users, and it could be overwhelming at times, but I would like to, you know, maybe get something a bump up and show that I'm growing professionally. Not that this is bad. This is a good starting point. And